This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Come on, Tommy. Let's do it.
Let's get it. Let's get it. She is here, Carla Farrell, with Reality Update.
All right. Thank you, nephew. We're going to talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta. They are back.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
So the ladies are back from Greece. And, you know, that trip was filled with drama as usual. Nene told Greg all about the trip to Greece and said that Kenya is petty. She was basically telling Greg that Kenya can talk about everybody's relationship, but you can't say nothing about hers. But she didn't tell Greg that she tried to spit on Kenya. She ain't telling that.
They always do that.
You left that out. Yeah. And then Candy, she went to Chicago because she got a role on the TV show The Chi. I love that show. Mm-hmm. And she had to film a sex scene. And her husband, Todd, he is supporting her dream of acting, you know, taking it seriously and doing her thing. But he's not all the way cool with his wife filming a sex scene. And Candy told her husband it was fake, it was nothing to worry about, but he was like, no husband wants to see his wife doing a sex scene on the big screen, fake or not. So
True.
He kept it 100 with her. And he was also expressing to Candy that it's cool, you know, he's supporting her and she supports him and they're doing their thing as a couple. But when she's home in Atlanta, she's very busy and their son was crying. He missed their mom. So he's telling her, you got to take time out. You know, yeah, Aces, he's so cute. Their son. Take time out for the fam. So basically, you know, they're working on that. So Candy is feeling guilty. You know, she's struggling. A lot of women, we go through that, you know, trying to be a wife and be a mom and be a boss and pursue your dreams. And yeah, so she's dealing with it.
I deal with it too, but I get over mine real fast.
And how's that, sir?
It's just brief. Man, I sure wish I could be there for y'all's party, but can't.
Go get this check. Oh, you mean as a dad. Yeah, so it is what it is, but they're working together as a family. They'll make it happen. And Kenya, she revealed that her ex-husband or estranged husband, Mark, didn't even let her talk to his parents. Like, I don't really understand what kind of marriage and, you know, relationship, what in the world did they have going on?
Kenya talk to her parents?
His parents. His parents.
You mean before the marriage? Or?
When they were married. Yeah,
While they were married. Wow.
Yeah. She mentioned that. So Kenya's moving on. She's getting her future together, finances for her and her daughter, Brooklyn. And Kenya made a point to say that she makes more money than Mark. So she's trying to make sure that her and her daughter Brooklyn are straight. And Portia, she hosted a luncheon in partnership with the March of Dimes, and they talked about childbirth and fertility issues among Black women, and the ladies bonded. It was one time they got together and there were no arguments. Yay. I was happy for that. Yay. And the reunion show, you know, Corona's messing up everything, ruining everything. There will not be a reunion show. Well, they'll do it virtually. So they won't be in, you know, the same ballroom, sitting on the different couches and, you know, going at it. And I know, right, Shirley? You want to see that.
The ball gowns and the glam.
Yeah, going at it. Yeah, so they're going to have to change that setting. And quickly before I run out of time, a side note, NeNe and her BFF, Wendy Williams, they are beefing. I don't even understand what all that's about. NeNe called in. Wendy was doing some social media stuff, and Wendy didn't like NeNe calling in. I don't even understand. Whatever. But they're beefing, so I don't even know what's going on with that. And then quickly, remember I told you guys about Keeping Up with the Kardashians and Kourtney and Kim? They had the fight last week. Mm-hmm. Well, it seemed like they made up. They went to Armenia the kids, and there's no beef. It seems like Khloe and Kourtney are beefing now, and Kourtney has decided to take a break from the show. So Kourtney is taking a break from the show. So you can hit me up at Lips by Carla on social media, on the gram, Twitter, whatever. We could talk about it more, and we'll be back at 20 after.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.